This is side two of Hot Dots tape one. This side begins with computer assisted braille production, page 21 in section 3, and continues through section 4, formatting your text.
Computer assisted braille production. To understand how Hot Dots handles print and braille, we need to establish some terms. One way of representing braille requires knowing a little bit about how your PC deals with print and braille. Actually, the computer doesn't know or care anything at all about the difference between braille and print. When you type a character on your keyboard, the PC assigns its own representation, an ASCII number, to that character. The computer, page 22, uses ASCII numbers for any and all dealings it has with your text. When it sends a particular number to an external device, that device matches the number to its own list of symbols to decide how to show it. So, when your PC sends an ASCII 120 to a print device, the printer prints an X. When it sends an ASCII 120 to a braille device, the brailler embosses dots 1346. When we say computer braille in this manual, we are talking about this correspondence between inkprint characters, their ASCII numbers, and the braille cells. You can look up any inkprint character by name and find its corresponding ASCII number in computer braille cell. But unless you are doing something very computer related, like programming, don't worry about the ASCII part of it. Just remember that when your PC sends a print file to a print device, the result is nice print. When it sends the same print file to a braille device, computer braille comes out. It's not computer braille until it gets to the brailler, because the PC thinks of both print and braille as just a bunch of numbers. Screen braille. Sometimes it's useful to be able to look at a braille file through a print window. We made up the term screen braille to describe how your PC displays braille text using print characters. When you first see screen braille, it may look a little strange. Screen braille shows each braille cell stored as one ASCII number as an inkprint character. For example, a WH sign, which is dots 156 in grade 2 braille, is stored as ASCII 58. In inkprint, ASCII 58 is a colon. So, when you look at braille text, the word what looks like this, colon AT. Distinguishing between print and braille files. Let's tie all these terms together. Suppose you create and store some print text. When you send that print file to a print device, nice print comes out. If you send that same print file to a braille device, what would come out is computer braille. Now suppose you take that print file and run it through the grade 2 translator, creating a braille file. When you send that braille file to a braille device, you get nice grade 2 braille. If you send that braille file to a print device, the result would be screen braille. Hopefully, this discussion has convinced you of the necessity of being able to distinguish between print and braille files quickly and easily. It is also important to provide that distinction to the Hot Dots formatter to get output in the appropriate format. Hot Dots recognizes a pattern of using file extensions. Name all your print files with the TXT extension for text. Name all your braille files with the BRL extension for braille. When you do this, you can always tell at a glance, page 23, which files contain print text and which contain braille. You never have to get into a file to see what type of text it contains. The Hot Dots formatter will set values appropriately for print or braille. Following this system requires a minimum effort on your part. When you prepare a text file for translation, the TXT extension makes clear it is a print version. When you translate a TXT file into braille, you can use the same file name with a BRL extension. File extensions are a good way to distinguish print from braille. Braille translator limitations. The Braille translator is almost perfect on English words. As you might expect, proper names can give more problems. For example, the translator may make an improper decision about using the BE contraction at the start of a name, such as Bellotti or Bexley. You also might find the ever contraction in the name Guevara. Another potential source of problems is the letter sign. The letter sign is not used when the letter is followed by punctuation. At the time of writing this manual, the translator mistakenly places the .6 capital sign before the letter sign for a capital letter. Apostrophe, single quote, and double quote are the punctuation marks most subject to possible translation errors. The translator uses context to determine whether to create a Braille apostrophe or open or close single quote. But its decisions are not perfect. For example, the translator interprets the close single quote mark at the end of open quote yes close quote as an apostrophe. Likewise, the translator uses context in deciding whether to create an open or close double quote mark. To cope with the possible translation problems, you may create a rules file to fine-tune the translation. For example, suppose you find the name Mahoney mistranslated with the O-N-E contraction. Then your rules file might change comma M-A-H double quote O-Y to comma M-A-H-O-N-E-Y. When writing rules in such a fine-tuned rules file, you must use the screen Braille symbol, ASCII representative, for each Braille cell. See the appendices for a list of screen Braille symbols. In this example, the .6 capital sign appears as comma, and the .5 in the O-N-E contraction appears as double quote. In your fine-tuning rules file, you might also replace comma semicolon with semicolon comma to correct the letter sign problem. This manual also contains an appendix describing how you can modify the table which controls translation. However, we do not recommend this for most users. The back translator has good accuracy on words. It may fail on words which include a cell that could be interpreted as punctuation. For example, the DD sign in the word odds just page 24 before punctuation may become a period in the print translation. In some tricky situations, the back translator makes mistakes in deciding between open and close parentheses. Page 25. Section 4. Formatting your text. Overview. This section discusses how to control what your text looks like when you send it out to a printer. You and the Hot Dots formatter work together to format your text. The formatter is a file on your Hot Dots disk called F-Text, spelled F-T-E-X-T. Before you print a file, it must be interpreted by F-Text to arrange the text appropriately for printing. Your job is to give the formatter the information it needs to work. You enter format indicators and format commands in your text as you enter or edit it in your word processor or editor. These commands appear on screen and are spoken by your voice device when your file is in an editor. As far as an editor is concerned, format commands are just characters like any others. But when you send the file to the Hot Dots formatter, they are recognized as instructions to form your text into lines, paragraphs, and pages. You don't see the commands themselves in your output. You see the effect of the commands. You must distinguish between print and Braille files to have each properly formatted. Use the file extension .txt for print and .brl for Braille to signal the formatter. If you do not use these extensions, your files will be formatted with the default values for print. It is important that you also recognize the significance of format indicators that we define here. If you intended to use Hot Dots to translate print to Braille or vice versa, you need to use the Hot Dots format indicators. The Hot Dots translators will recognize these format indicators and commands and pass them without alteration. Thus, when you format your file, the Hot Dots indicators and commands take effect. If you include format indicators and commands from other word processing programs in your text, the Hot Dots translator will not recognize them, and they will be translated. The Hot Dots formatter will not recognize them either, and they will not have your intended effect. Format indicators. It's important to realize that we make a distinction between format indicators and format commands. Format indicators are the tools you use to define fundamental units of output. Format. Page 26. Commands are instructions you give to the formatter about what to do with these units. Format indicators are different from format commands in several respects. Format indicators begin with a space and are always four characters long. Space, dollar sign, letter, space. Format indicators also require a leading and a trailing space. Format commands may be jammed together. Perhaps most significantly, format indicators cause a new line of text to begin in the output. It's very important that you enter format indicators exactly as they're shown. Don't use uppercase letters. Space, dollar sign, cap P, space, just prints dollar sign, uppercase P in your text. Always enter the format indicators with four keystrokes. The leading and trailing spaces are integral parts of the command. We show format indicators surrounded by parentheses, like this, left paren space, dollar sign P space, right paren, because the leading and trailing spaces are significant. But don't type the parentheses themselves. These are not part of the indicator. Hard and soft carriage returns define lines. When you press the Enter key in your editor, you are entering a hard carriage return. It appears in your text as a little arrow pointing left. Speech synthesizers pronounce this character as return. Hard carriage returns force the beginning of a new line in your output, whether or not the current line is full. It is a lot like pressing the return key on an electric typewriter. On your computer, the same key is labeled Enter, which we represent as less than Enter greater than. You're probably so familiar with the effect of pressing Enter that you don't think of it as a formatting tool, but that is one of its main functions. When you format text to be printed, the formatter does the same thing when a word is too long to fit on a current line on the page. These carriage returns that the formatter creates are called soft carriage returns. They don't appear in your text, and their position can easily change depending on the carriage width you specify when formatting. Hot Dots has a flexible concept of lines. How many characters fit on a line on a printed page depends on the carriage width you establish. You can let Hot Dots decide where to end each line using soft carriage returns, or you can use hard carriage returns to break lines in specific places. New line indicator. There's a format indicator that has exactly the same effect as a hard carriage return, the new line indicator. The new line indicator is four keystrokes, space, dollar sign, lowercase l, space. Though it takes more keystrokes to enter than pressing Enter, it has some advantages in certain situations. If you're using a speech device, it pronounces the new line indicator as one word, no matter what punctuation mode you're using. It's also readable on a VersaBraille or other linear page 27, electronic braille device. Paragraph indicator. You begin a paragraph by entering the paragraph indicator. The paragraph indicator is four keystrokes, space, dollar sign, lowercase p, space. Webster's defines a paragraph as a subdivision of a written composition that consists of one or more sentences, deals with one point, or gives the words of one speaker, and begins on a new, usually indented line. Use the paragraph indicator to begin paragraphs that fit this definition. When it's used to break plain text into paragraphs, space, dollar sign, P, space, is executed differently depending on whether it's formatted for print or braille. It skips a line and indents five spaces in print. When it's formatted for braille, it doesn't skip a line and indents only two cells. However, you can use the paragraph indicator for much more than dividing plain text into paragraphs. And you can use format commands to make the formatter execute the paragraph indicator in different ways. Unlike your sixth grade English teacher, we don't require that all the paragraphs consist of complete sentences. In fact, we often tell you to use the paragraph indicator to define segments of text that aren't paragraphs in a strict sense of the definition. For our purposes, paragraphs are units of text marked with space, dollar sign, P, space, or space, dollar sign, S, space, indicator. Skip line indicator. The skip line indicator is four keystrokes, space, dollar sign, lowercase s, space. It works exactly like a paragraph indicator in both print and braille, except that it skips an extra line before the new paragraph. Any command whose function revolves around paragraph indicator treats the skip line indicator exactly the same way. Pages. You define how many lines there are on a page when you specify a form length. Every time it starts a new page, the formatter starts counting how many carriage returns, hard and soft, it sends. When the number of carriage returns reaches the form length, the formatter sends a form feed command for a new page. You can let the formatter do all the work of deciding where to break pages. Just specify the form length and sit back and watch the fun. Or you can tell it to start a new page in a particular place with a form feed indicator. Form feed indicator. The form feed indicator is four keystrokes, space, dollar sign, lowercase f, space. When it encounters a form feed indicator, a printer immediately advances to the top of page 28, the next page. When the form feed indicator happens to occur at the top of a page, it will create a page which is blank, except for any repetitive elements in use, such as page numbering or running heads. Only enter space, dollar sign, f, space when you want to force a new page, no matter what. Format commands. All Hot Dots format commands start with two dollar signs, Again, we're making a distinction here between format indicators, which begin with a space and a single dollar sign, and format commands, which begin with double dollar sign. HotDots only recognizes format commands when they're entered according to specific rules. All letters in format commands must be lowercase. For example, $NP starts page numbering. $CAPNCAPP just prints two dollar signs, uppercase NP, in your text. Most format commands are mnemonic. The letters in the command represent the command's function. Some format commands contain numbers. Numbers always follow letters. In these descriptions, we use the number sign in place of a specific numeric value. Reader's note, we are using the term number to represent number sign. Every $$ command must be preceded by one of these four items. 1. A space, either one you enter just for this purpose, or one that's part of a format indicator. 2. A hard carriage return. 3. The beginning of a file. 4. Another $$ command. The formatter doesn't consider a space immediately following a $$ command a real space. It throws this space away. This means that you can jam $$ commands together, like this. Space $$S2, $$L2, $$NP, space $P space. Or type spaces between them, like this. Space $$S2 space $$L2 space $$NP space $P space. Both have the same effect. You may find that adding a space between commands makes them easier to work with, because each command is then treated as a word. How format commands work. When you enter format commands in your text, they appear on screen. But when the formatter encounters them, it doesn't print the characters, it executes the command instead. It executes some commands differently when you're formatting for print than when you're formatting for Braille. Details of these differences are covered in the descriptions of each individual command. Page 29. Place format commands before the text you want them to affect. Some format commands, like tabs, take effect immediately. Some, like margin commands, affect the start of the next line. Others have long-lasting effect. Page numbering commands affect the placement of text on every output page. Commands that affect every output page. When you design the look of your output pages, it's a good idea to think of the big picture first. There are some things you want to stay the same on every page of your output. The commands described in this section keep operating until you specifically turn them off. Form length. You can specify a form length for your output device when you select F-Text. When you want to use the form length you defined there, you don't need to enter a format command. When you want to use a different form length than the one you specified, use $$F-Number. The number is the number of line feeds the printer will execute before it sends a form feed. This means that all lines are counted as part of the form length, whether there's text on them or not. The $$F-Number command clears all other page-oriented commands. When you use this command, it's important to place it at the beginning of your file. If you enter $$F-Number later in your text, you would have to re-enter all the other page-oriented commands you want to continue working after it. Discretionary page break. The form feed indicator tells the printer to execute a form feed no matter where it is on the page. If a space $F space occurred at the top of an output page, it would create a blank page. To prevent a blank page, use $VN in place of space $F space. $VN tells the printer to execute a form feed unless that would create a blank page. $VN works just like space $F space, except when it occurs at the very top of a page, then it's ignored. Line spacing. The default value for line spacing is single spacing for both print and Braille. This means that when you want your text to be single spaced, you don't have to enter a format command. When you want your text double or triple spaced, use $L-Number. The number is the number of line feeds the printer executes after each line. For example, you want 28 lines of text on each page, and you want a blank line after each line of text. Enter $F56, $L2. Remember, blank lines are counted in form length just as printed lines are. Page 30. Paragraph spacing. The default values for paragraph spacing are single spacing for Braille and double spacing for print. This means that one line is left blank after each paragraph in print, but not in Braille. When you want to use these values, you don't need to enter any format commands. When you want to change the spacing between paragraphs, use $S-Number. The number is the number of line feeds the printer executes after each paragraph. For example, When you want one blank line after each line of text and two blank lines after each paragraph, enter $L2, $S3. Page numbering. Use the $NP command at the beginning of your file to number pages. The page number appears in a different place depending on whether you're formatting for print or Braille. For print, the word page, followed by the appropriate number, is centered on the last line of each output page. No other text appears on that line, and no text appears on the line just above it. For Braille, the formatter ends text on the first line in time to leave at least three blank spaces, then prints the Braille page number at the right end of that line. Setting the page number. Ordinarily, the $NP command starts page numbering with number 1. You can tell it to start with a different number with the command $N number. Place this command just after $NP. The number is the number you want page numbering to start at. For example, when you want to number pages starting with 14, enter $NP, $N14. Running heads. A running head is text that is repeated at the top of every output page. Use the command $VH number to signal the start of a running head text. The number is the line number. Its value can range from 1 to the form length. The end of the running head text is signaled by a carriage return. Press Enter. This carriage return is not executed. It merely serves as a marker. The text of your running head can contain almost anything. You can use other commands like $C, $H, $R, or $P number to format the text of a running head. However, you must make sure that the running head is short enough to fit on a single line. Here's an example. Let's say you want the words Section 7 to appear at the right margin on the first line of every page. Enter $C, $VH1, $R, Section 7, Enter. Blank lines. You can create a blank line on every page with $VS number. The number ranges from 1 to the form length and may be positive or negative. When it is positive, the number is the number line down on the page 31, page. The top line is line 1. For example, to leave line 3 blank on every page, enter $VS3. When the number is negative, the number is the number line up from the bottom of the page. The last line is 0. For example, to leave the next-to-last line blank on every page, enter $VS-1. Make the line ordinary. Clear any command affecting a particular line with $VO number. The number ranges from 1 to the form length and may be positive or negative. When it is positive, the number is the number line down on the page. The top line is line 1. For example, to make line 5 ordinary, enter $VO5. When the number is negative, the number is the number line up from the bottom of the page. The last line is 0. For example, to cancel a command affecting the third to the last line on every page, enter $VO-2. Reset to default. Use $D to reestablish default values for everything. No page numbering, no margins, no tabs, single line spacing, paragraph format as appropriate for print or Braille. It's a good idea to get into the habit of starting all your files with this command. It clears the formatter of any commands left over from the last file. Line-oriented commands. We have talked about several commands that affect a particular line on every output page. We will now introduce some commands that are also line-oriented, but only affect output on a single page. Advance to a specific line. Use $A number to advance to the start of the number line on the page. The value of number must be greater than the current line and less than the form length. It must be a plain number. It can't have a plus or a minus sign. The number of carriage returns executed by $A number are counted in the form length. For example, you have a form length of 58 and you enter the command $A8 at the top of a page. 7 carriage returns are executed immediately to get to line 8. When 50 more carriage returns are executed, a form feed is sent. Controlling the edges, carriage width and margins. We previously talked about how to control the vertical placement of your text. We turn now to a discussion of the commands that control placement horizontally. There are a lot of different ways to control where your text starts and ends on each line. Before we get into how you can move the edges of your text, let's... Page 32. Establish where the default boundaries of your pages are. The farthest left point to which the print head can move when it starts a new line is position 0. You can't ever make the printer print to the left of position 0 with hot dots. You may or may not be able to physically change the resting position of the print head. If you do move the print head to the left or to the right, the new position to which it returns to start each new line is then position 0. The default left margin is at position 0. The default right margin is number spaces to the right of position 0, where number is the number you specify as your carriage width. So the wider the carriage width you define, the farther to the right your default right margin is. However, you can't define a carriage width that would place the right margin farther right than the printhead can move. If you tried to do this, the extra characters at the end of each line would overprint the beginning of the line. Controlling carriage width from within a file. You can specify a carriage width for output when you format a file. The formatter begins counting at position 0. It continues counting characters on that line until it finds that the next word would make the line longer than the defined carriage width. Then it moves to the next line. Of course, you can make it move to the next line early with a format indicator or command. When you want to use the carriage width you specified for that file, you don't need to enter a format command. When you want to use a different carriage width, use the $W number command. The number is the number of characters per line. No matter how you define it, the carriage width starts at position 0. Establishing a left margin. The left margin is where all lines start, except for the first line of each paragraph. The default value for the left margin is $ML0, which is the same as saying the left margin is at position 0. Use the $ML number command to change the position of the left margin. The number can be a number, plain, or with a plus or minus sign before it, or the asterisk character. When you use the $ML number command, you clear the previous left margin. The new left margin takes effect at the beginning of the next line after the line that contains the command. When the formatter decides when the next line starts, you don't know exactly where it happens. For predictable results, place the $ML number command just before space $P space, space $S space, or space $L space indicators. When you use a plain number with $ML number command, you establish a new left margin at number positions to the right of 0. The formatter then has number fewer spaces per line on which it can print characters. For example, you have a carriage width of 80 and you enter $ML10. The formatter now begins lines in position 10 and ends at or before position 79 for a maximum of 70 characters per... Page 33. Line. When you use a plus or minus sign before the number, $ML number establishes a new margin relative to the existing one. A plus sign moves the left margin to the right. When the left margin is at 0, $ML plus 10 moves the left margin 10 spaces to the right to position 10. Enter $ML plus 10 again, and the left margin is at position 20. When you use a minus sign before the number, you establish a new left margin number spaces to the left of the current left margin. For example, let's say you've established a left margin at position 10 with $ML10. When you enter $ML minus 5, you establish a new left margin at position 5. Using a minus sign with $ML number requires some careful thought. If you enter $ML minus 5 when the default left margin at position 0 was in effect, the first 5 characters of every line would not be printed. The formatter would think it was putting those 5 characters where you told it to, but because the printer is physically incapable of moving to the left of position 0, they would never appear. You can establish a left margin at any point in your text with $ML asterisk. This is discussed in more detail under tabs. Controlling the right margin. The carriage width you define establishes the default position of the right margin. When you specify a carriage width of 72, for example, the right margin is at position 72. The right margin in hot dots means the number of characters at the right of the carriage width that are reserved for margin space. It is a mirror image of the left margin command, so the default value of the right margin is $MR0. You change the position of the right margin with $MR number. The number can be a plain number, or it can have a plus or a minus sign before it. When you use $MR number, you clear the previous right margin. The right margin command affects how the formatter works at the end of a line. so it takes effect immediately. It's a good idea to place $$MR number after space $S space, space $P space, or space $L space indicators. When you use a plain number with $$MR number, the right margin is number spaces to the left of the rightmost position defined by your carriage width. For example, when you have a carriage width of 72 and you enter $$MR10, no characters are printed from position 62 to position 71. When you use a plus sign or minus sign with $$MR number, you establish a new right margin relative to the previous one. A plus sign moves the right margin to the left. For example, the right margin is at position 70. You enter $$MR plus 12 to establish a new right margin at position 58. Page 34. A minus sign before the number moves the right margin to the right. For example, the right margin is at position 58 and you enter $$MR minus 6 to establish a new right margin at position 64. As with the left margin command, you must be careful when you use a negative number. If the right margin is set at its default value of $$MR 0 and the carriage width of 60, and you enter $$MR minus 10, the last 10 characters on every line would not be printed. The formatter would think it was printing characters from position 60 to position 70, but they would not appear. A related format command places all text up to the next format indicator flush against the right margin. By placing $$R at the beginning of a line of text, the line is placed so that the last character in the line is at the right margin. Tabs. You can make tabs using hot dots formatting commands, but be aware that they work far differently than tabs on a typewriter or in a WYSIWYG text editor. Here's an overview of the differences. No tabs are set when you start editing a file. You must establish each tab stop individually. You can't clear just one tab stop. You must clear them all at once. You can't use the tab key on your keyboard to move to a tab stop in hot dots. The command to advance to the next tab stop is four keystrokes, space, $$, space. To advance two tab stops, enter this command twice in a row, space, $$, space, $$, space. Notice that the trailing space of the first command serves as the leading space of the next. Use $$T number to set a tab stop. The number can be a numeral with a plus sign, a minus sign, or just plain, or the asterisk character. For example, $$T10 sets a tab stop at position 10 on the line. Use $$TC to clear all tab stops. You have to clear them all at once. There's no command to clear just one. The tab stops are completely independent of the margins. When you enter a space $$ space in your text, it positions the text that follows it at the next tab stop on that line. When there are no tab stops following the command on that line, the space $$ space command is simply executed as a single space. For example, you set tab stops at positions 15 and 30 and type this text, space $L space. He made space $$ space $10,000, comma, but she made over space $$ space $20,000. The first two words occupy positions 0 through 6, so that the $10,000 is placed at the tab stop at position 15. The words following $10,000 occupy positions 24 through 40, so the second space $$ space command is simply executed as a single space. The formatter can't put it at the tab stop at position 30. A plain number is the only value of number that sets a stop at an absolute position on the line. The asterisk character and numbers with a plus or minus sign before them set tabs relative to your current position on the line. Page 35. When you're working in a non-WYSIWYG editor, it's not always obvious just where your current position is. When you want to place a tab stop at a specific position on the line, use a plain number or use a tab command shortly after a format indicator and count spaces. The asterisk character can be handy, however, when you want to make several things line up, but you don't care exactly where on the line it happens. Use the asterisk to tell the formatter, set a tab stop right here. You can set tabs to the left or right of the current position by preceding the number with a plus or minus sign. Enter $$T plus 10 to set a tab stop 10 positions to the right of the current position. Enter $$T minus 5 to set a tab stop 5 positions to the left of the current position. Sometimes it's handier to set a temporary left margin than a tab. You use the asterisk character with a left margin command to do this. Controlling how paragraphs look. We expanded Webster's definition of a paragraph when we introduced the paragraph indicator, space dollar p space. For our purposes, a paragraph is any segment of text that begins with a paragraph or a skip line, space dollar s space, indicator. Use this fact to your advantage. When you define segments of text, such as headings, with a paragraph indicator, they become easier to manipulate. Indent. You control paragraph indent with the $i number command. The number may be a plain or negative number. It establishes indent relative to the left margin. The default value for paragraphs in print is $i5. Default for paragraphs in Braille is $i2. When you use the appropriate file extensions, .txt for print and .brl for Braille, the formatter uses the appropriate default values and you don't need to enter a format command to set paragraph spacing. When you want to use a different indent, use a plain number to establish indent number spaces to the right of the left margin. Use a negative number to establish indent number spaces to the left of the left margin, outdenting. Here are some examples of how this command works. When you have a left margin at position 0, the default, $i5 means the first line of every paragraph begins at position 5. $i0 means paragraphs begin at position 0, block-style paragraphs. $i-5 means the first five characters of every paragraph are not printed. When you have a left margin of 10, $i5 means every paragraph starts at position 15. $i0 makes block-style paragraphs starting at position 10. $i-5 means every paragraph. Page 36, outdents, starting at position 5. Spacing between paragraphs. You control paragraph line spacing with $s number. The default value for print is $s2, or double spacing, one blank line. The default value for Braille is $s1, or single spacing, no blank lines. The number is the number of carriage return line feed pairs that are sent when the formatter finds a space $p space. Place $s number before the first space $p space you want it to affect. The formatter sends one more carriage return line feed pair when it finds a skip line indicator, space $s space, than when it finds a paragraph indicator. For example, when you use space $s space and the line spacing value $s2 is in effect, three carriage return line feed pairs are sent for two blank lines. Controlling text in paragraphs and single lines. Centering. Use the command $c before text you want to center. The formatter centers the text from the last format indicator before the command to the next format indicator after the command. When there's too much text to center on one line, it centers as many words as it can on the first line, then centers the rest of the text on the next line. This means that if you want to control both centering and where the line breaks, you need to use a format indicator to break the line and use $C at the start of each line. Here's an example, using a carriage width of 40. If you entered space $P space $C space, the story of Helen Keller and Anne Sullivan Macy, space $P space. The result would be, first line, centered, the story of Helen Keller and Anne, second line, centered, Sullivan Macy. When you enter space $P space $C space, the story of Helen Keller, space $L space $C space, and Anne Sullivan Macy, space $P space, the result is, first line, centered, the story of Helen Keller, second line, centered, and Anne Sullivan Macy. Be sure to end your centered text with a format indicator. If you do not, centering will continue until the next format indicator. Page 37. Headings. Use $H before text you want to center and underline in print. The $H command works just like $C, except that it underlines as well as centers the text between two format indicators. To make headings, bracket the text of the heading between paragraph indicators, like this. Space $P space $H space, this is a heading, space $P space. You can use this command to format Braille text as well as print text, but the formatter suppresses underlining in Braille. The effect is exactly the same as if you had used $C. Flush right. Use $R to place the text that follows it flush against the right margin. When you use this command, the left edge of your text looks ragged while the right edge is smooth. This is not the same as right-justified text, in which both edges are smooth. The $R command keeps working until it's turned off by a format indicator. Immediate horizontal positioning. Use $$P number to place text at a specific position on the current line. The number can be a plain, positive, or negative number. When number is a plain number, the formatter positions the text following the command at the absolute position on the line. For example, you could position the date at the beginning of a letter at position 45 like this, space $$P 45, May 5, 1987. When you use a plus sign before the number, the formatter places the text following the command number spaces to the right of the current position. For example, you're at position 25 and you enter $$P plus 10. The formatter moves immediately to position 35 to print the next text. When you use a minus sign before the number, the formatter places the text following the command number spaces to the left of the current position. If there's already text there, the text following the $$P number command supersedes it. Underlining. You use a pair of commands to turn underlining on and off, $UB and $UF. Place $UB before the first word you want to underline. Place $UF after the last word you want to underline. When you print to a printer, all the text between these commands is underlined. The paragraph indicator also turns underlining off. There's no such thing as underlining in Braille. Instead, the translator uses these commands to place the correct italic symbols before the emphasized words. Always type a single space, page 38, before and after the $UB and $UF commands so that the translator can recognize them. When three or fewer words are to be emphasized, it places a single .46 before each word. When four or more words are to be emphasized, it places two .46 before the first word and a single .46 before the last word to be emphasized.
This concludes side two of tape one. Please insert tape two to continue with section 5.